Yeah, I'll turn it down when I'm singing.
So you won't be doing a solo broadcast.
Fun.
When you're singing, you won't be doing a solo through the...
I have been known to do that. I can't sing like I could. Well, I've got the one I did my own.
But I'll print. I'll
I would. I meant to.
I'll give you one we've done.
Right on. I'm a lousy typist. That takes me about 35 goals, you know. So that's why I write everything out by hand for my own. But then a lot of people do who aren't. They prefer to have it, you know, the size, I think, really.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's great.
Yeah.
First actor. See, we go on with the activity. No, that, the only thing, that normal length of service.
Yeah.
Only some churches, when it's cafe, have a shorter service.
It's however long you want it to be.
Oh, that's all right. Only, that's mainly because when there's children there, you know.
Nice.
We'll find out. How fraud, eh?
Right, I'd better go and be welcoming.
Yes, no, I'll stay here and we can do the prayer.
I'm going to make it. We'll do a prayer with you. Do you want to come out to sit in the front?
Yes, we'll do that.
Yes.
I'll take this with me, then I won't lose it.
Careful now.
That's the same as my watch. That's a miracle. I need a lot of new batteries. I've got a lot of watches. They were all free. I need to go to Macclesfield to get some batteries. I checked on my phone. Getting quite a good crowd, eh? Yes. I did Cafe Church a few years ago at Broken Cross. It's hilarious, that was. It was full of kids. And it was lovely, actually. while I was in the came out of the vestry, the noise was unbelievable. It was like Saturday afternoon cinema. So I stood up and I said, could you all be quiet? It was as though I'd switched them off. And there was teenagers, there were toddlers in nappies, and it was fun. It was epiphany. So a few years ago, I don't think they've done it. This is before COVID, you know. And they need to do it again because it was brilliant. Because I mean, they're near an estate now where the school was, you know. Yes. I mean, the school was where my grandchildren went when they lived in Macclesfield. And the birth rate went down, so they closed it, and they built a lot of different value houses, not just expensive ones, but you know.
Trying to do that.
Yes. So that they'd sent leaflets to all these houses, you see. Terrific advantage if you're near an estate like that. And the kids were wonderful, absolutely wonderful that day. But I'll never forget that. I was telling my son after, he said, I bet you frightened them to death. Thank you very much. And I've done Catholic Church at Alderley. Oh, yes, everyone. But there were one or two people who didn't like it. But they came. They still came. And so it was... I wouldn't have done it once. And then the next minister wouldn't do it at all. She wouldn't have it. And the minister that we've got now, he's been there just over a year. He started it again. Hello. The minister before left us.
What,
before
the town?
Well, it was. It's very difficult. I don't know what went wrong. To this day, we don't know. She was minister at Alderley and Mottram. And she did the service. Then I wasn't there, I was preaching. Hello. Oh, right, the Samuel one.
Yeah, the Samuel one. So when your prayer's finished, I will.
Right, that's fine.
Yeah,
yes.
Stop,
yes.
Let me know who I am and what I look like.
Yes.
Who's
yes.
That strange man walking up?
Yes, that's fine. Thank you, love. Thank you. And she said that she didn't want to be minister at all anymore. She was just doing Mottram. So I don't know what we've done. And she. Yeah. She's retired now. She's gone to Harrogate, I think. But it's caused an awful lot of feelings, really. And her husband was a local preacher. And it's just... I mean, I'm not there, but I don't know what was wrong. And nobody seems to know who'd upset her, you know. It was very sad. I mean, I got on fine with her, I think really it would have been better had we known, you know, because your imagination runs riot, doesn't it, you know. Anyway, Nick now is called, he said we'll start Cafe Church again. So he's a very quiet, reserved chap, but he's done it, I haven't done it, you know, so how are we doing?
Yeah.
to worship. I'm back for one morning only. No special announcements except a thank you from yesterday's board games. Sally's asked me to say a special thank you to Fiona for doing all the posters and the preparation to advertise, because it was a bit short notice being so quickly into the new year. Roger and Rachel, Ian, Liz and Hilary, who manned the kitchen and the door, and Rachel and me for making a cake. And overall, we've got £138 in cash raised for the church, and there will be more that was paid electronically on the card reader. So we're a jolly successful event. Yeah. And when we know the date of the next one, we'll put it out there. And I'll put it in my diary, which I didn't do this time. So we welcome this morning Pam Ward, who hasn't done a cafe church with us before. So if anybody's new, so's Pam. And that's all good. So it's really nice to welcome her to lead our worship today.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. It's lovely to be here with you. We'll see how we go, as I haven't done cafe church here before. So if I do something weird, I hope you'll excuse me. Right, now, where are we? Let us pray. God reaches out to us in so many ways, in beauty around us and silence within, stirring us to action or helping us wait. Let us reach out to God now and give ourselves space to see, feel and hear the call. Amen. We're going to sing hymn number 489, All I Once Held Dear.
Thank you.
we'll have our prayers of praise and confession. Let us pray. Speak to us, Lord. Help us to hear. Show us your glory. Lord, help us to see. May we taste and sense your presence. Lord, help us to feel in our time and in your time, Lord. Lead us where you want us to go and show us what you want us to know. Vibrant God, call us afresh today to a new vision of your kingdom, to a new understanding of your purposes, to a new knowing of how best to serve you, to a new appreciation of your presence with us, to a new awareness of all that you would have us do as your people in this place and time. In Jesus' name we pray. And now a time of confession. Dear God, when knowing ourselves causing us to doubt that you could ever want us as your disciple, to doubt that you could ever love us, to doubt that you could ever accept us, forgive us and help us to trust you more deeply. In Jesus' name we pray. And our assurance of forgiveness. Generous God, thank you that in forgiving us, you give us fresh energy to serve you, fresh understanding of our calling, fresh wisdom as we share our faith, fresh purpose as we live out that faith day by day, fresh appreciation of the gifts of others, and fresh hope for all that lies ahead. Amen. And now the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those which trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. And now we're going to have the first reading.
The reading is taken from 1 Samuel chapter 3, verses 1 to 10. The boy Samuel ministered before the Lord under Eli. In those days, the word of the Lord was rare. There were not many visions. One night, Eli, whose eyes were becoming so weak that he could barely see, was lying down in his usual place. The lamp of God had not yet gone out, and Samuel was lying down in the house of the Lord, where the ark of God was. Then the Lord called Samuel. Samuel answered, "Here I am." And he ran to Eli and said, "Here I am, you called me." But Eli said, "I did not call. Go back and lie down." So he went and lay down. Again the Lord called, "Samuel." And Samuel got up and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, you called me." "My son," Eli said, "I did not call. Go back and lie down." Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord. The word of the Lord had not yet been revealed to him. A third time the Lord called, "Samuel." And Samuel got up and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, you called me." Then Eli realized that the Lord was calling the boy. So Eli told Samuel, "Go and lie down. And if he calls you, say, 'Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening.'" So Samuel went and lay down in his place. The Lord came and stood there, calling as at the other times, "Samuel, Samuel." Then Samuel said, "Speak, for your servant is listening." Amen.
Thank you, thank you. Now, I'm going to do things a bit different. I've got a circle, some circles here. Perhaps somebody could help me give there won't be enough for one. I don't think there'll be one for everybody, but they can share. Right. It's called a mandala. Now this is a circular painting, and was done by somebody called Daisy Barnes to suggest and help us reflect on some of the different ways in which God speaks to us. When in that reading, of course, God spoke to a boy, a child, and we don't always expect to learn things from children, but sometimes it's worth listening to children. And sometimes God speaks to us through different senses. Now, it's interesting, we've got a guide dog here. And I'd like to ask you, how do you get the message through to the dog? Do you use special words?
Oh, yes,
I do. You use special words, so the dog understands?
Yes.
Yeah, that's fantastic. I'm so glad you were here with... Is it a girl?
Yes, yes.
You usually are. So you're a girl. We listen, don't we girls? And thanks for telling me that. So, you know, a dog has to listen, and especially guide dogs. And we have to listen, don't we? Now, I'm going to give you something to do with this. This is a mandala, and I want you to look at it closely and see, think how it's somebody talking or giving a notice, a different ways, and I'll just see how you do it. Have to confess the colours aren't exactly right when I photocopied it. The painting illustrates different ways in which God speaks to us. How many can you identify? Can anybody tell me? How many? Different ways. How many do you say? There's hands, there's a... Anybody willing to say how many they can see? How many different ways? Right, get your specs out. How many different ways can you find?
I haven't got around them yet.
I mean, I've had a bit more time. I'm not quite sure what that is.
I think it's a fetus. That's a baby.
Somebody
it's a baby.
Listening. Yes.
A baby.
Pardon?
A baby, a fetus.
Yes,
a baby in the
yes.
womb.
Oh, yes. And prayer hands, and there's music. There's music there. You know, music can talk to you, can't it? And pass a message on. How are any others, can you tell me? Are there any special ways that you felt that God calls to you? Anybody willing to tell me? Has any time anybody felt God calling to them in different ways? Unexpected ways? Any time through children? Pardon?
12?
Say that again.
12.
12.
Tell everybody.
Yes, yes, well done. How does anybody feel that there are weird ways sometimes that God calls to you?
Definitely.
There are different ways, aren't there, that God calls to you? And not always in ways you expect. How many did you count? They're a bit weird, aren't they? But there are different ways. I've got a slightly better one. I've got a bird singing on it.
Yeah.
And a baby. And somebody, and a letter, and the newspaper. And praying hands, and an eye. Yes, yes.
What are those two?
Yes, that's it. It's interesting, isn't it? The different things, yes. I don't know who Daisy Barnes is, by the way. Now, the thing I wanted to ask you is, how can we help each other to hear God's call? Can we sometimes help out for people to hear God's call? You know, when people are called to do things, they often say, oh no, I can't do that. And there we are. So
when you get to talking, we can't stop.
Anyway, do you think there may be new ways that God speaks to us in this modern age? Does it, you know, we have computers and things, don't we? Do you think that God speaks to us in different ways nowadays? Rather, you know, the way that the people used to think was preaching. But, I mean, lots of people out there never hear preaching, do they, you know? And so it makes you wonder how do people hear the word of God nowadays? So there we are. I'm going. Don't lose that. You'll need it in a minute. So God does speak to us though in different ways, doesn't he? Not always, not with preaching necessarily. Sometimes through a child. You know, children sometimes are very perceptive, aren't they? Little ones, you know. And I'll tell you a bit about that. I've got a great-granddaughter, and she's no angel, I'll tell you. 2.5, you know. But I'll tell you how sometimes she says things. Right, so now we're going to explore how God calls us and how we can respond in different ways. And I'll get you to do something with the mandala before I go home. I'll get back up here. Right, now, where are we up to? We're going to sing about listening to God now. Hymn 426, Hark My Soul, It Is the Lord. To light. And we'll have the second reading now.
Thank you.
Our second reading is from the Psalms, Psalm 139, reading verses 1 to 6 and then 13 to 18. You have searched me, Lord, and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you, Lord, know it completely. You hem me in behind and before, and you lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain. For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. How precious to me are your thoughts. God, how vast is the sum of them. Were I to count them, they would outnumber the grains of sand. When I awake, I am still with you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, you've all got one of these mandalas, and what I would like you to do, if you're willing, is to do one yourself. So that means, have we got a bit more paper, do you think? Oh, you've got some there. Now, if you can draw around the one you've got. I've also got two pairs of compasses. These are the only two that I could find. And I've got some coloured pencils. So, they're all sharpened, and anybody who wants to draw it without drawing round can use. Especially if you're a mathematician, you know. Now, you look like a mathematician, sir, don't you? I only scraped O-level maths, by the way. I scraped through, but I did do it. So what I want you to do is to see if you can draw or colour. Now, you don't need to be embarrassed if you're not good at drawing, because I am useless. Of how God has spoken to you. Is this dog good? Got a compasses here, if you prefer.
Okay,
the mathematicians amongst you. Between you, you know, you don't have to do it on your own.
We're a team.
Yes, yes, you can tell her what to do. You be in charge.
I wouldn't dare tell anybody. No, Dan, give me some idea. How God spoke to us.
Are you all right?
Are we doing our own?
Sorry, I'm deaf.
That's all right.
We're doing our own.
Yes, do your own. Imagine you're doing an ask. How God talks to you might be different ways.
Okay.
You tell them what to do.
Oh,
I know. You're all right. I mean, people have different ways of drawing, you know, cartoonish or straight, doesn't really matter. You're all right. Hey, you're a clever lot here, aren't you? These folk from Points, and dash clever they are. You're all right. You can think how God talks to you. Might be through a child, you know, or even a baby. How are you doing? Hey, look, she's getting going, isn't she? So some people find that flowers talk to them, don't they? Yes. You know, and things like that. And all sorts of, and this lady's got trees, see. Opposite me, I've got a hornbeam tree, and that's when it's no leaves, it's absolutely beautiful, and that really talks to me, you know. Yeah, fantastic. Always go and get some from another table, you know, steal theirs, you know. How are you doing? Oh, I say, look at that, eh? Oh, that's gone great, yeah.
Come on, John, come and join in.
Really working very hard over there. Fantastic. How are you doing, everybody?
Struggling, but I'm trying very hard.
You don't need to take it too seriously, you know. I'm not going to give you marks or anything, so don't worry about it. I'm amazed at how you've got on with this. I'm really impressed. You're doing very well there. I'm really impressed with everybody, the way they've settled down. I didn't know if anybody would think I'd gone mad. Well, I probably haven't gone mad anyway.
This is great.
Yes.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah.
we're doing. I didn't know you were all pointing people, were so artistic. You hang on to that, right, right. Now.
Can you remind us what that is actually called? Mm. Is a man...
Yes. I wonder if she's done any other things, this woman, you know. She's got music there, hasn't she, you
she's
know.
She's got all sorts in there. Yeah. But no, what I'm saying...
I was looking at Manjula, because you said it was a Manjula.
What did you call it? You said it
You have to speak up, I'm very deaf.
Drawing, what did you call it? A man or something?
Yes,
man.
I don't know much about it, to be honest. I just did some research, you know, which I do when I'm preaching.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll have a word with everybody. Now, is anybody brave enough to come and explain their mandala? To come up here and explain it. Anybody? Come on, yes, yes. Well done, sir, well done. Come here, love.
Thank you.
Hilary said, please don't show anyone what you've actually written down. They'll never know what it is. But good. I'll let you know. So mine's in the order of the day, starting at the top. So first of all, there's a bed, and sometimes I'll wake up in the middle of the night and I'll start thinking about things. So, and I think that's when God first starts talking to me during the day. And then I wake up in the morning and I turn to the Bible, so that's the next thing, and he talks to me through that. And it's strange, actually, because in the morning, you can actually read a passage and the next day read the same passage and you get two completely different meanings. And then during the day, because I work from home, I'll look out of the back window, and at times of angst, it's really strange how God sends wood pigeons, would you believe? They just land on the lawn right outside, and I'll just stare at them, and they'll give me a sense of peace, and that's a bit weird and not easy to explain. And I don't think they care. I'm not sure whether they're aware that they're doing God's bidding or not. But and then lastly, we've got music at the bottom. And that's in the evening, if I do get a chance to play, then I'll sit and I'll start to think and et cetera. So there you go. I was quite proud of the bird. The bird looks really good.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you very much.
Well, we've looked at a tree.
Get in front of the mic.
So, we've looked at a tree, and we've done some branches on this tree, and on each of the branches we've put what we should be striving to be as Christians. We should be looking at peace, sharing love with one another, humility, that's really important, compassion, seeing people and have compassion, kindness, spirituality, charity, and sharing. And down the centre of the tree,
hold it up so they can see it,
not very big, we've put Jesus loves us. And at the side of the tree, we've got a packet of seeds. And we are the seeds, really. You've talked about how do we share with other people.
Yes, yes.
So we're the seeds. We're the seeds hoping to grow through all these things, the love of Jesus for us.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Anybody else? Come on, then.
wasn't sure whether it was speaking to God or just means of communicating. So
don't forget to speak.
You can either cheer or boo if it's not communicating with God.
Oh, sure, it'll be fine. You carry on.
Sylvia drew a small circle
for her husband,
yeah. And she drew a big circle for me.
Yeah. So you must show it to the people and explain to them.
I now have to waffle to convert these to links with God. Right, the first thing I drew was a bell, which it communicates with us. And of course, the link to God is that the church, the bells summon us to church.
Right, yes.
So that could be a cheer. Yes. Anyway, mobile phone. What's a mobile phone got to do with communicating with God? For those of you who don't know it, I occasionally use my mobile to record parts of services. So, for example, when we had the carol service, I recorded a carol and sent it to two or three friends of mine. Does that count?
It's interesting. Everybody's different, aren't they? How we hear messages and how we pass things on.
Okay.
And yes. Somebody. Is that a bee?
That's Richard's bee. Now, I'm.
Yes.
I can't speak for him, but Richard did say that the bees, when they return to the hive very suddenly, warn you that the weather's changing and there could be a lot of thunder coming. That's probably right. These are the ones I did. I've got three people singing carols.
Carol singing. People don't do it as much now, do they? But outside, you know.
It's called begging these days.
Yes. Right. I think singing is very important, isn't it? You know, singing, we do get messages through singing, really. It is important, yeah.
Yes. I could go on with one or two others, like... this is a boo, but you hear a car horn and you jump out the way, or you see the headlights at night and it shines the way. But that's not linked to God because he used a donkey. So the car's a bit...
Yes, he's speaking to here, that's right.
Pardon?
Oh, it's very good.
Okay, I could change it into an ambulance and say it's taking people to hospital, so it's doing a good job.
Got a train here.
Yeah, I've got a train whistle. Now, that's summoning people to get the train to go from home to church. No?
Right.
Well, maybe. Maybe not. And then I've got a cat meowing, really, because it's hungry. Now, what the link with God
is... Oh, the cat.
I'm not sure.
Not just the dog. The cat meows here. Yeah.
Well, dogs don't meow, do they?
Pardon?
Never mind. Yeah. No, and then I thought... Be still and know
swaying the trees.
I'll finish on this and be still and know that I am the Lord. So the swaying of the trees lets you know that there's a bit of
I know exactly. Especially a weeping willow or God's creation tells us how wonderful God's creation is.
I'll gift that to you, Pam.
Oh, thank you, love. Thank you. Now, how are we doing? Time's going on. Thank you. So, God speaks to us through different ways, doesn't he? And it's interesting. I'll tell you a story. I don't like talking about myself personally, but on Christmas Eve, my daughter and husband came to stay, and my granddaughter with her husband and my great-granddaughter came for Christmas. And on Christmas Eve in the afternoon, my daughter, who is the grandma, and I went to the Anglican church for their crib service. And it was, this is St. Philip and St. James in Alderley Edge. And the church, when we got there, was packed with little kids. The noise was unbelievable. There was little tiny kids, big ones and old people. We had a job to find a seat. My great-granddaughter is 2.5. And in the service, the vicar, whom I know, he said, we've got a real live donkey. And it was a big, a 22-year-old white female donkey. And he did the service, and she came up. There's a sanctuary for donkeys in Alderley Edge. And she came up one aisle and went down the other and did it twice. I'm telling you this because that donkey, it spoke to us in a way. She wasn't frightened by the racket. And my great-granddaughter couldn't stop talking about it. When she got, my mum and dad hadn't been, they'd gone to see some friends. And she kept saying, I stroked the donkey. I thought, another one of God's creation. She was a big donkey, and she was old and very calm. And all these kids went out and stroked the donkey. And the service was lovely anyway, but that was so important. And Amara, my great-granddaughter's call, she kept saying to Daddy, I stroked the donkey, you know. And I felt that there was a message there for all of us. And it's difficult, isn't it, sometimes to find God's voice for other people in our churchy enclaves, within a nation, really, who largely are indifferent to formal religion. And do we just listen to the rich and powerful? And Samuel, of course, was a child. And he had to, and Eli realized that God was talking to this child. And of course, Samuel became very important. And sometimes, as I say, at St. Phil's, there was old people there who all coped with this racket and were so thrilled to see so many children there. And then when we see a baby in church, there's a message there. A baby is a message of hope, important, because a baby trusts us and is an ambassador of hope. Now, all sorts of have gone on how we pass the message on. And I'm going to tell you another story. When the snow was on the ground a few weeks before Christmas, I was preaching at Gawsworth. And I live in Alderley Edge, and there was snow, and I had to have a taxi, which they paid for, by the way. And in case you think that I pay, cost them, don't tell anybody, it cost them £60 there and back, you see, on a Sunday. And the driver came to my door, calls me Pam, and he said, I'll help you to the car. When we got to Gawsworth, you know Gawsworth, it was a lot deeper at Gawsworth. And he got out of the car and he helped me up to the church door. Now, his name, I call him Mo, so you can imagine what Mo is short for. It's short for Mohammed, of course. And he wasn't going back. He sat in the car. And when the service was over, he came into the church to help me back to the car because the snow was deep. And we walked down arm in arm from the church. The people at Gawsworth were wonderful to him. They made him welcome and offered him a drink of tea, you know. And I started to laugh as we walked away. I said, this is a laugh. A Methodist local preacher walking down with a Muslim, arm in arm, you know. And, I mean, all the Muslims are not like Hamas and people like that. Mo is always kind to me and helpful and always helps me carry things. And we walked down. And there was a message there for me, really, that of mixing with people of other faiths and learning to love. I mean, we talk about things, we don't always agree, but we've learned to respect each other's feelings and our views. And as he was going away because it was Christmas, he said, if you need me, Pam, I'll be back in January, you know. And I thought that was God speaking to me, because as he left, he said, we're all God's children. And that's true, isn't it? We are all God's children. So that's my message today. And thank you, all of you, for what you've done today, all this drawing and talking to it. I've really appreciated that. It's been really, really good. So we're going to sing hymn number 673. Will you leave yourself? Well, the first verse. The second verse is, will you leave yourself behind? Have I but call your name? But we're going from the first verse. Right. Oh, come on. Do you think God's got a message for us saying, don't sing that one?
Don't
anticipate. Oh, we're there now. We're there. I think we'll miss out the next hymn, Mr. Organist, but we'll have our prayers now. All the message for I like you to remember is that we receive, God speaks to us in all different ways, and speaks to us sometimes to animals, through children, through babies even, and through nature. And let's remember that. So let's have our prayers of intercession. Let us pray. Oh Lord, we pray for the people of the world waiting to hear good news. Loving God, we pray for the states of America to be united in the days and weeks ahead as they face an election. Lord, hear our prayer and draw us all closer to you. We pray for those around the world at the mercy of extreme weather conditions. We pray for the people of Japan, of Indonesia, especially those rescue workers who died trying to save others. For those bereaved in any way, for those in our own country without power and heat. We pray for those tackling the climate change challenges of our time and for our own response in our day-to-day lives. Lord, hear our prayer and draw us all closer to you. We pray for all who are pushed to the limits at work and at home, for intensive care staff, for all in the emergency services, for GPs, teachers and school staff, for parents and students, for all those whose mental health is at breaking point. And we pray for all the world where there is war. We think about the Ukraine and the Yemen and not least, of course, the Gaza Strip. We don't want to take sides, Lord, but please, please help them to come to a truce, to stop children being killed and adults and everybody on either side. We know it's wrong, Lord, and we ask you to be with all those who are suffering. And we pray for all those post office workers, the postmasters and mistresses who have suffered so much. And we pray that this may never, never happen again, that we follow the faith, that people follow the faith that we believe in, to stop all nastiness and just caring for making money. We pray for your church, entrusted with the good news of Jesus and charged with serving all those in need. We pray for hospital chaplains, for those ministering to the bereaved, and for one another as we seek to share our faith and our hope in Jesus Christ. Lord, hear our prayer and draw us all closer to you. Amen. And we're going to sing our final hymn, I, the Lord of Sea and Sky. This was my husband's favourite hymn. And so I think of him every time we sing this.
I'm
Thank you. Oh, Lord, I ask you to receive the material offerings of your people and use them in the extension of your kingdom. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all and all people everywhere, now and forevermore. Amen. And thank you to everybody for cooperating so much. Thank you.